Hello, Mother Rogues, Father Rogues, and fellow local and long-distance non-residential parents. I think, actually, we are all residential parents. Our kids just don't live with us full-time. Non-residential just doesn't make any sense. I mean, my son has his own room in my home, his own dresser, whole set of clothes, his own bathroom. Well, okay, he gets the spare bathroom. But, yeah. He just doesn't live with me full time. That doesn't mean he doesn't live with me. Anywho, this is Chris Miller, your handy dandy mother rogue, coming to you from my husband's 27-year-old couch. It is dilapidated. I am sitting on it because I was forced off the road. We'll get to that in a minute, and actually out of work for 2 weeks while recovering from carpal tunnel release surgery. In retrospect, I had the first surgery about just over a month ago. I might have taken a week off per wrist. In fact, I might have actually given myself a week off from work per wrist and 6 weeks in between each wrist. You know, have the left done, go 6 weeks, have the right done. Didn't work out that way. In fact, I was so enthusiastic about my recovery from the left wrist, I made plans to see my son before I had the right done. This resulted in my canceling plans the night before I was supposed to show up and pick him up. It felt horrible. It was such a dumb mistake for all of my years of long-distance parenting. I kept hoping and hoping and hoping and fighting myself and trying to figure out a way to get down there and get back up. And finally, my husband sat me down and said, I'll drive you down there, but it's tax season. I'm not going to be able to get you down there and back up here to drop him off next week. And by the way, are you really going to be able to do anything while he's up here? You're taking off of work because you're in that much pain and you're that dilapidated. Yeah, I feel that dilapidated. I'm a writer. When I can't use my arms, my wrists, my hands the way I like to use them, which is rapid fire, 10-hour-a-day typing, when I'm forced to sit on a couch and rest. Yeah, I really, really know it's bad when I'm canceling plans last minute. And I feel dilapidated. And I feel, bluntly, pardon my French, everybody, shitty. I broke a promise to my kid. I never feel bad enough to break a promise to my kid in the 11th hour. I've only ever done that once before, and it was weather-related. Ugh. I hate it. I hate it when life throws us these obstacles and you just can't overcome them. They're things that you get hit with a stomach virus. There's a flash storm. You've got a project due and something you promised has to be pushed off. And yeah, it feels kind of responsible that I'm actually taking care of myself, although anybody who knows me will say, pictures or that ain't happening. I feel so dumb, and I know that sometimes, you know, we all feel that way. We do our best, and then years and years of doing this, and you think we would have it all down pat, and you think we wouldn't make stupid mistakes. But we do. And I will come back to that in 1 second. I'm just going to go grab a cup of coffee. I'm back. I've had my coffee. I'm waiting for InDesign to interminably boot up because I'm not working. I am resting my hands, which means that I am going to watch a tutorial on InDesign and teach my computer how to recognize my voice. Right. But I'm not using my hands. I'm really not. I am resting. By the way, I hate resting. I don't do it very well, and especially this week, when I was trying like hell to get down to New Jersey to see my son, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't. I managed to make it through an attempt to go to work today, but I wasn't going to make it down to New Jersey and back, and I know that. So what do you do when you feel this guilty, when you feel like you had to cancel plans or plans got canceled, and not only do you feel guilty, but you also feel like there's this big hole in your life now where you had planned to have your kid. What do you do? The truth is, I don't know. I do a lot of catching myself trying not to feel guilty because I miss my son, and I do a lot of trying not to allow myself to stand in his room and feel sad, to keep pushing forward with whatever the open time I now have gives me the opportunity to do, which really isn't much, but Okay, so instead of watching my 10th iteration of Soldiers by, I forget the name of the band, or Doctor Who, I am going to learn something that's going to forward motion my career a little bit. No, that's not a consolation. I tried. Getting back to the impact that canceling plans last minute has on your kids, believe me, it has less of an impact on them than it does on you. Especially when you're the non-residential custodian. Especially as they get older. The one benefit that we get out of being non-custodial parents is that when we visit with our kids, we're usually taking them out of their familiar, their room. We're taking them away from their friends. Don't obsess and feel guilty about that. They want to spend time with us. Otherwise, they would say, no, I want to go back to my father or my mother's now. But when we cancel plans, we're not leaving them in an environment they're only in part time. We're leaving them in their home. None of this sounds right, but you know what I mean. Where they're surrounded by they're comfortable. They might miss us, and they by all means they do, but they're comfortable. And they're just gonna go, okay, mom couldn't make it up, so I'm disappointed, but then I'm gonna go to GameStop, or I'm gonna go out with my friend girlfriends, or mom's gonna take me out, or dad's gonna take me to the movies. Or I'm going to get extra time to do something that I ordinarily wouldn't do because mom or dad would make me go do some crazy adventure. More on how experiences are better than gifts with when you're a non-residential parent later in a later podcast when I'm done saying a lot. But kids are resilient. And I think they feel better about our mistakes than we do. I definitely know they feel they are less angry or hurt or disappointed than we are guilty. Because when you screw up with a kid, you just feel horrible, even when that kid is well nigh on 19. But kids, when a parent screws up, looks at them and said, "Hey, that's my parent. I love them anyway." You're not scarring Susie for life if you miss that one weekend. Now, you miss a whole string of them, possibly. You miss a whole string of them because you cancel plans at the last minute. I have had multiple surgeries over the years and have had a few instances, one in particular, where yeah, I missed a whole 8 months. It sucked. But you miss them, you cancel plans unexpectedly at the last minute 8 or 9 times in a row. Yeah, that's going to have an impact. You cancel plans once in a blue moon, a few times a year because weather or something else gets in your way. That's not. Kids are resilient. And what you do to counteract that is you make the time with them about them. You make it the absolute best that it can possibly be. So you set aside work, or you set aside whatever it is that would ordinarily distract you, and you focus on them. And that can be as dumb as sitting up in your with them watching television, or, you know, propping up a laptop on your knees and watching a movie with them, or just going for a walk somewhere. Doesn't have to be fancy, doesn't have to be expensive. You turn off the cell phone, you close the work laptop, and you focus on them. Anywho, I am going to assuage some of my paternal guilt by finding something silly and small on Amazon to send to my son, and to remind him that I'm thinking about him and I miss him. And then I am going to go watch this tutorial on InDesign, because I'm not going to stop working, I'm not going to stop thinking, I'm just going to do it without using my hands. Where there's a will, there's a way. This is the Mother Rogue, signing off. If you are tired of hearing me talking about me and want me to talk about you, please shoot me an email, Christina, CristinaMR68, at readactively.com or at gmail.com if you want it to be really simple. You can also look up me. You can look me up on Twitter at ChristinaMR68. And let me know your comments. The Mother Rogue does have a support page. She has a website. She is not doing anything with that website because, of course, she cannot type. But if you want to talk, I am here. You can also find me on Facebook, add me as a friend, and instant message me. I will respond. Hey, Chris, I want to talk about this. It's really bothering me. I miss my kid like hell. Heck. Everything. All of the above. Anyway, please do reach out. You are all great parents. You are all staying connected to your kid. This is the Mother Rogue, signing off. Catch you next week.